Hey, this is Kenny. Just here to say, Deer Pissing for Distance champion 2013, Ty Hunt. We have come a long way in this friendship, both on and off the CSP podcast. And I must now, at this time, wish you a fond farewell. So now, as you board your mothership back to your home planet in a galaxy far from here, I am nearly at a complete loss for words, so I must simply bid you so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, good night.
So long, farewell, I'll be the same good night.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.
So long, farewell, I'll be the same adieu.
Adieu, adieu, to you and you and you.
Here we are.
So it's come to this.
It has come to this. This is it. This is my final, at least in studio for the time being.
Final
episode.
Final in studio, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'm off to, well, actually, and tomorrow early morning I get in a car and I drive across country. And leaving St. Louis, leaving Missouri.
And where are you headed across country?
Dude, I'm going everywhere. I'm going to Orlando. And then I'm going to Houston, then to Dallas, then to everywhere in Arizona.
Holy
pretty
shit.
Pretty much. Literally cross country.
Is your family going with you on this trip, or are you driving yourself?
No, it's just me. It's going to just be me.
That's going to be sweet, dude.
Yeah, I'm kind of into that. Like, I like driving long distances by myself. You get to do some meditation, some thinking, some soul searching, some singing without being nervous about the person sitting next to you.
Oh, I know. I can rock out in the car, dude, just singing like I've never sang before.
I know.
And in fact, it's so bad that, like, I'm in the car, I'm like, you know what? I'm really not that bad of a singer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's because you're singing with the
that's
track.
That's why. And you can barely hear yourself.
You can still get, like, Eddie Vedder mainly over.
That's true. That's so true.
But I'm like, I'm a fucking good singer. I need to do this more often.
Not bad, man. Yeah, so that'll be that. And then I just realized, I don't know why I never saw it before or checked, but Pandora has like a 90s alternative station. It's badass.
Is it?
Everything, like every single song is like, I know this song by heart from the childhood.
It's probably
nostalgia. So I'll be listening to that.
It's probably like a Way Back Weekend on The Point.
It is, exactly. Which is the only time I like The Point, Way Back Weekend. And I'm like, damn, I'm into this.
I'm sure a lot of people that had different radios, whatever your alternative rock station is, whatever market you're in. I'm sure a lot of people that hate it normally, for us, the Way Back Weekend is they play all 90s alternative.
That's
and it's
it.
Really the only time to listen to the radio.
It's pretty much it. That's it.
But
so, and I'll miss local KDHX here too, local independent radio. I'm going to miss that a lot, actually.
They're streaming online.
That's right. They stream online. Not the same, buddy. Something about that.
You gotta turn the dial.
Just turning that old dial on.
It probably is gonna be strange. Just, you know, why would you listen to St. Louis Independent Radio in Germany? It's like, what the fuck?
Right? It's not like I listen to it when I'm sitting at home or anything. It's only in my car for the most part, or if I'm somewhere.
It's just like, it's like just bringing a bunch of bologna that you bought from the store and eating that the whole time you're in Germany.
Yeah,
like
much.
Not even going out and getting any authentic food.
Yeah, I don't even know what to expect. I think Germany, I think they're really into like that EDM, not like electronic dance music right now, which everybody is into. But I think Germany's going to be a little bit more trancey, which I'm worried about that.
Well, I know there have been a lot of people that have sent us, you know, well, sent you farewell messages. I think a lot of them actually have some insights on what you can expect.
Yeah, that's true.
And I know we have you for a limited time today because it's so busy, but I'd just kind of like to pepper these throughout this conversation.
Yeah, we might as well.
So let's play this first one. The guys from But You're Wrong called in.
That's right.
And maybe they can like shed some light on what you can expect since you're not really too sure.
I'm not sure, so let's hear it. Let's see what they got to say.
Hey there, guys. It's Greg.
And Keith.
From the But You're Wrong podcast. Ty, we heard that you're going to be moving to Germany, so we thought we'd, put together a little bit of advice for you for your trip.
Drink all the beer you can. Really good beer.
Avoid big parades.
is that a Nazi thing?
That's a Nazi reference.
Okay. You love the Nazi jokes, huh?
It's Germany. What do you want from me? They're never going to live that down.
Avoid too much sauerkraut, because that's never good.
And yeah, I've almost gotten sick on that.
Yeah, you just won't make friends that way.
Keeps you very regular, though.
Very regular.
Too regular.
Beware of weird porno that you buy in the streets.
Like that video of the girl like having sex with the stick shift in the car. Pretty sure that's German. Like they do that there on the Autobahn. So watch out for that, because if you're driving behind them, you don't want to be caught in that mess.
Oh, make sure you bring a lot of your favorite DVDs. Or, you know what, just rip them to your computer. I feel like German cinema is very weird. But I'm mostly basing that on Inglourious Bastards, so I could be wrong. Can we give him any advice on German women? I don't know anything about German women. Except, well, you know what? German women I don't think can be trusted either. But again, I'm basing that on Indiana Jones, so.
Oh, and Elsa?
Yeah.
The human centipede thing, you watch out for that.
Did that happen in Germany too?
Yeah, it did.
All right, so watch out for that.
Yeah, you don't want to get your face sewn to an ass in any sort of capacity.
Damn, I'm realizing all my knowledge of Germany is really based on movies. I mean, I went there, but all I really remember is the beer and the sauerkraut.
Yeah,
and the various types of tubed meat. And if you see a starving artist, think about buying a painting or like complimenting him on it, because you know that might help out in the future.
Yeah, you don't want them to get them upset.
But yeah, enjoy the beer and the tubed meat. To a lesser extent, the sauerkraut. Although it is delicious over there.
And the women. They're like their cars. They're sleek and fast. Sleek, fast women. Get in there.
But otherwise, yeah, best of luck to you.
Have a good trip, dude.
All right, Ty. Hey, that was nice.
Do you feel like maybe you're a little bit more enlightened? Like you kind of know more about it now?
I feel more worried and creeped out, actually, now, after listening to that. So,
well, it's,
I don't want to get human centipeded.
To me, it sounds a lot like Germany is really like what a lot of the German stereotypes are about. Like that's really the real deal.
That's actually true.
Yeah.
And it's too bad because I usually buy my porn on the street from street vendors. So so now I got that to worry about. I don't know where I'm going to get porn now.
And you mainly watch German scat videos anyways. Like, that's kind of your thing.
It's my wheelhouse.
So, yeah. So
yeah.
It's not going to be a big difference
that's
there.
That's true.
But spend some time on the Autobahn.
That's right, the old Autobahn. Watch out for them ladies. I think I got it pretty much down.
Yeah, on that aspect, I think mm-hmm. you do.
Have to watch out for Nazis, because apparently those are still a thing.
Any large parade in Germany, I guess, is like a Nazi celebration. Yeah,
must be. Yeah, so there you go.
A lot of friends of the show out there. It's a big impact on some people, Ty.
Yeah, buddy. It's going to be sad not being able to stop in the studio, see that old recording sign blinking.
Yeah. It's not even blinking right now.
Not even.
I mean, we're blinking. Recording. Let's see if we can change that. There it goes.
There you go. All right, we're good. We're on. I got to say goodbye to Rodrigo.
He didn't fucking show up today.
He didn't even show up.
Do you think he's trying to, like, prove a point to you? Just like, like, it's just another day for me. I don't give a fuck if it's your last day.
It might be because I poured water on him last time
yeah.
he was here.
Not even so much poured water, you kind of threw it in his face.
I just threw the entire glass, like, at his face.
I've never seen water fly through the air like that.
I was angry.
But, yeah, man.
He didn't get the cream-filled, like, you know those powdery donuts from Dunkin' Donuts?
Sure.
But the ones that have the cream in it, like the chocolate cream?
Wait a minute. Oh, okay.
So it's powdered, but it's got chocolate cream on the inside.
Like a Bavarian cream type
No,
thing?
It's just chocolate cream, okay. Just straight up.
Gotcha.
He didn't get it for me last time he went.
Dick. And to be fair, like, you, even though you didn't come out and say which ones, he should know which donuts you prefer at this point.
It should be obvious by now. This late in the game, it should be obvious.
Well, I'm going to get some water ready next time he comes to the studio. I'm just going to throw it in his face.
Just do it.
Pass his butt.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Tonight, I'm going to go get some Emo's pizza.
Are you really?
Yeah, dude. I'm going to miss Emo's.
And a lot of people that travel through St. Louis, they talk a lot of shit about Emo's,
mm-hmm.
but I think Emo's is a very delicious pizza.
Dude, it's one of my favorite pizzas. Like, I don't know if I liked it the first time I had it when we moved here from Arizona,
mm-hmm.
but it grew on me in a big way. So,
what do you get on your Emo's?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not very picky about what's on it, dude. I'm in it for the cheese. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm in it for. So whatever else is going on, I'm okay with. I'm there for the cheese.
I can feel that.
Because I never had cheese like that on a pizza before I came here.
It is a little bit different, and you have to get, like, an entire extra large pizza if you want to get full.
Yeah, you really do. That's true.
They are tiny little. They're like crackers for the most part, you know?
Yeah. I guess if people, for everybody who's not in St. Louis, I don't know if there's any way to describe it to you. It's a St. Louis-style pizza. I've never seen it anywhere else before.
Super thin, cut into little squares, provolone cheese. It's good, though.
Yeah. It's good.
A lot of pizza enthusiasts talk shit about it, but it's like, who the fuck is so passionate about pizza that, like, something else that is a pizza, like, can't taste good because it's not what they know.
Really? Yeah, exactly. I think that was me. It was so different. It was so thin. The cheese was so different that I was just like, I don't like this. But over time, I grew to love it. So, yeah, I had one last choice for the last meal in St. Louis. And I was like, dude, it's got to be St. Louis something. So, Emo's Pizza.
That's interesting to me. Have you really kind of tried to go deep on a lot of things that you're afraid you're not going to really be able to get in your everyday life? Have you started, like, thinking of it that way?
Yeah, I kind of do. Like, I haven't gone out of my way to go do a whole lot of stuff or anything. But I have noticed, like, after I do something, I'm like, that's the last time I'll ever eat this again, or that's the last time I'll ever do that again. Like, I noticed that a whole lot. And it might not be the last time, but...
Nah. And even, like, Taco Bell or something. Like, they have Taco Bells, but they're going to be way different.
Yeah, right?
I'm sure they're not. It's not going to be like the same.
Yeah, it's going to be different. You know one thing they don't have over there? They don't have, in Germany, they don't have just ice cream shops. Like, you can get ice cream at, like, restaurants for dessert and stuff, or you can buy it at the supermarket, but they don't just have, like... You know, Dairy Queen or something like that.
Or Oberweis.
Or Oberweis, yeah, exactly.
Cold Stone.
Yeah, or Cold Stone. Oh, my God. They're not going to have frozen yogurt. I won't be able to get any Ted Drews or Silky Freeze over there.
Definitely can't get Ted Drews over there, but...
That sucks.
Silky's is pretty good, too, man.
Silky's is legit, man.
You know what, though? They're going to have delicious delicacies that you can't get over here that you're going to be fond of, and you're going to miss that one if you ever leave Germany.
That's true. They'll have their own thing. But I don't know. It'll be good, too, because it's not as fast food intensive over there. It's a little bit more organic. So get to eat well or good in the way that I've been meaning to for the last, like, 6 months.
It's tough to do.
It's hard, man.
Especially living somewhere, pretty close to the studio, there's a ton of fast food restaurants. It's just like a strip.
Nothing but, man.
So, but yeah, man. I've been trying to do the same thing. Well... Do you want to hear from maybe another friend of the show?
Yeah, let's do it.
We had, we had Carrie, super fan.
Ah, super fan Carrie. Mm-hmm. Did he call in? He left us a message?
He did. He left us a message, and I think it's probably one of the more heartfelt ones, to give you a little goodbye.
Yeah, man.
He'll never let go. He wanted you to know that.
That's what I said.
But let's go in and see what he had to say.
All right. Hey, buddy, Hey, Ty, this is Carrie. I was just calling you to say good luck on your trip and everything like that. Let us know what's going on with you. Had lots of fun in Germany and shit, so I guess I'm glad I got to go on the show before you left. So this is your super fan, Carrie, so hopefully talk to you guys later. Bye.
So there that was.
Ah, sweet. Well, Carrie, I'll miss Carrie.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people you're going to miss.
Yeah, there are, man. That's been the toughest, is leaving people.
Yeah.
That's been tough. I've had this, like, last 2 weeks have been nothing but saying goodbye to people, which has been shitty.
And how awkward is that, too? It's got to be a little awkward.
It is.
It's like somebody that you see all the time, well, this is the last time I'm going to see you.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah, that's what's weird. Somebody you see all the time, and then somebody that you see, like... weekly, multiple times per week for like 10 years or something like that, and all of a sudden it's just like, oh, this is it, this is where I leave.
And I mean, you in the back of your mind, like, have things that you feel like you don't want to leave unsaid, or
Yeah, yeah.
Have you embarrassed yourself by like being like, listen, like I like you're a really great person and I love you, and have you done anything like
no,
that?
No, I mean I've told people I love them. I don't know. That doesn't bother me so much.
Yeah,
telling somebody I love them. But I don't know. There's been a few things like I was a dick to somebody and I never really got to say sorry or something like that.
Wow, you're like a recovering alcoholic.
It is, man.
But you didn't. You didn't tell him?
No, this was just a random dude. I'll admit it. It was a customer I was a bit of a dick to, which some might say he deserved it, but I kind of went overboard. It was like my last 2 weeks, and I was just, I had like the short-timer's disease going hard, and I was just like, it was a rough day. It was a crazy busy day. I was just all by myself, and then this customer I was just pretty much a dick to. And then by the, and it was one of those, like, during at the moment, you feel like, you feel righteous, and you're like, hell yeah, yeah, I'll give that dude the business. And then he leaves, and I was just like, fuck, I was an asshole. And so I never, I was looking forward to seeing him somewhere around, but didn't see him again. I was going to apologize to the guy.
Oh, well. You're like a senior. At least you didn't give him a wedgie.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
You're on your way out the door.
That's true. Yeah, I'll be thinking of him when I'm in Germany. Touring a castle or something.
That'll be the one that got away.
It will be.
Yeah, dude. There's, you know, a lot of things are shitty about just work and just everyday boring life in this city. And but, you know, a lot of good people.
Yeah, there's a lot of good people, man. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I'll miss about St. Louis. Like, I'll miss our downtown scene. I'll miss our, I don't know, we have a kind of a cool music scene here and
the ice cream parlor scene that we have.
The ice cream
with,
parlor
with
scene.
With Ted Drew's and Silky's. I mean, that's good shit.
Hell yeah. Why doesn't Ted Drew's open up, like, ever anywhere else? I feel like they would murder if they opened it up. They have, what do they have, one location, I think?
Yeah.
That's it.
You don't want it, man.
You don't want it, buddy. Ted Drew's, for anybody listening, is an amazing ice cream spot here in St. Louis. If you're ever in town, you got to go to Ted Drew's.
And you can even buy Ted Drew's at, like, the local Schnucks.
Yeah, that's
like,
right. That's know. Right. You can.
In three, only three flavors. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know it's good if something only comes in, like, three flavors.
Yeah, that's what's cool is they aren't like, going crazy about, like, the corporate, like, more locations, yeah. Merchandising.
You get chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry in the freezer section.
Yeah, that's it. And they're awesome.
They got nothing to hide behind.
No, right? That's all you need.
Did you think we were going to be talking about Ted Drew's?
No, I didn't. Ted Drew's has been the focus of this conversation so far. Do you have any like road trip rituals that you do?
Oh man, well I don't get to road trip as much as I would like, but I always enjoy stopping at the gas station. I always enjoy like planning out the stops,
yeah,
and getting the snacks and getting the sodas. And I like we've talked about this. It's all coming full circle, really, to me, Ty, because we talked about gas stations in the first episode. But I just really like going to new gas stations I haven't been to. And if I get a choice, like, I'm going to actually strategically pick which one I'm stopping at.
You're going to pick the one and like, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I do.
Food Barn, I'll check it out.
Yeah, like, I stopped at, it was one called a Fuel Man. Mm-hmm. But I stopped at, I was going out of town to a different location for work. And I had to drive like an hour out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And there were like a ton of truck stops. And I love stopping at truck stops just because I used to ride with the old man in the truck. And, you know, we'd get like a souvenir.
Yeah,
some
plus
shit.
That's where it's at, man. You have the whole shop. You have the souvenir shops. You have a whole shitty buffet if you want to eat something.
Yeah.
We got an entire little mini Walmart in there.
And the little arcade room, too. Mm-hmm. I used to love going in there.
Yeah, the arcade room. The creepy little shower area in the back.
And then there's, like, a little, like, TV room.
Yeah.
I didn't ever understand the truckers that would like to just kick back and watch a movie when they could be, like, driving home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe, like, their entire lives is just driving, so they're just like, I'm going to just watch a movie.
Yeah, maybe.
So they're just there between destinations.
But
I hear that. I like just stopping and getting gas and going to the gas station, and you don't talk to anybody, you know, and you're just... You just feel like a rambling man.
Oh, yeah.
You just feel like a man on the move. Just, you know, doing your thing.
That is kind of a romanticized type thing, you know, like, just being, like, just rambling on.
It is.
You know?
And then it's like, I gotta make a real quick stop, because this ain't my final destination.
I figured that you were kind of in that mindset with your jean jacket and all that you came in wearing.
I was, yeah.
This dude's fucking just rambled on in the apartment.
I was. I rubbed some dirt on it, so yeah. It looks like I've been rambling.
Yeah, man. You look like the dude from The Hitchhiker. I forget. Paige Fletcher from The Hitchhiker.
Yeah,
that's who
yeah.
you look like right
yeah,
now.
But that was my inspiration.
And I don't know why you brought your duffel bag in with you. You could have probably just left that in the car.
This is my one sling duffel bag. Yeah. Just a huge-ass duffel bag. It's got everything I own in it.
You brought it in. I'm like, I know you're not staying very long. You had to bring the duffel bag in with you?
Got my bandana on. I'm ready, dude.
But that's your look, though.
I'm ready to ramble.
That's the look.
Oh, yeah. Also, when I leave, every time I do a big road trip, I listen to KDHX until the signal fades, and then I turn on my own music.
Is it just for that signal? Like, you want to hear it fade out?
I don't... Yeah, it's got to be, I mean, it's more, it's just the ritual. I don't know, like, I don't feel like I'm really on the road until I'm out of radio signal from where I came from. And then at that point, it's like, okay, now I'm on the road. And that could be like an hour, hour and a half. But when that happens, then I'll be like, and now my journey begins.
And not even with KDHX, but I think for me too, there is something that really, really relates to being on the road, like listening to an AM talk station,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
just listening to that kind of thing. That's like, cause that's like what you listen to when you're on the road. That's
yeah.
like the quintessential.
That's right.
You know. Oh yeah.
Just road rituals, man.
I wish I had more road rituals.
Yeah. I eat chocolate Teddy Grahams too. I forgot about that.
that's a major one, dude.
It's a big one. I forgot about it. Yeah. I don't know why. I did a long road trip like years ago. And I was just like, I'm going to get these Teddy Grahams. I like Teddy Grahams. I haven't had them forever. So now every time I do a big road trip, I grab chocolate Teddy Grahams.
Are you like a creature of habit then?
I guess. Yeah, I must be.
I am too. I noticed that anytime I do something and it's a good experience,
mm-hmm.
I want to just keep repeating that to
yeah.
try to just keep getting the same good feeling.
That's right.
You know?
Yep. Yeah, I guess I do that.
I relate certain things with certain times, you
mm-hmm.
know? I guess also for me, if we're talking snack-wise, I gotta get, like, a sour candy or something.
Sour candy?
Do you have a certain beverage that you have to get, or does that just change?
I like to get, well, I mean, I kind of like to get, like, local beverages. Like, I love rolling through the, you know, the back country big gas stations or whatever, because they'll have, like, peach-flavored, you know, some weird brand of soda I've never heard of before
yeah.
for, like, the cheap stuff, too. That's what I'll do. Yeah, or some kind of, and in the morning I'll have to get like apple juice and a donut or something. But
yeah, man, you're gonna be driving a lot.
Yeah,
are you stopping anywhere along the way, like to camp out or anything?
No, I'm just going for it, man. I'm gonna
wake
up crazy early and just straight drive.
First, you're going to Orlando.
That's like 15 hours.
That's a hell of a drive.
That's
I know.
A hell of a drive. Yeah.
When we would go to Orlando for vacation, we
mm-hmm.
would have to like stop in Georgia because by that time, like in Atlanta, we were just like wiped.
Yeah, it probably depends, too, like, how early you go. Like, I'm going to have to wake up pretty early to do it.
Yeah.
And if I can get there, you know, but it's 15 hours, so I'll have to wake up, like, and leave by 4 or 5. I'll be able to get there by, like, 8 or 9. So, yeah, I'll just go for it, man. I'm going to be tired of it, though, by the third stretch, I think.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
From
Texas to Arizona.
I like driving, but... Nothing quite wears you out
mm-hmm.
like sitting in a car, you know?
Yeah, man.
Like,
yeah.
you just get super worn out. Well, I know we have another caller that wanted to leave a special goodbye message for you.
Oh.
I'm sure there are going to be more coming in, but we're going to play the ones that we have now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a Mr. Lance Mannion. You familiar with this guy?
I remember. I recall him.
I think I kind of remember him a little bit. He's kind of gotten lost in the shuffle for me. Personally.
He has. I mean, we've had so many big names since
yeah.
he left, since his last appearance.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but I figure if he's got the time to call in, you know, we'll play it.
We'll play it. You know,
we'll see what.
Might as well.
Yeah.
See what's kicking.
Hey Ty, it's your old pal Lance Mannion calling in to say goodbye and good riddance. I thought about you the other night as I was watching World War Z as the plane crashed. Hopefully yours won't suffer that same fate, and hopefully you won't have to endure that fucking horrible adaptation of a great book. I mean, the plane crash wasn't even in the book. It was useless in the story. It made didn't advance the plot at all. Obviously, Brad Pitt has the same respect for the original material that Will Smith had for I Am Legend and I, Robot. just fucking horrible. The only two survivors of the plane crash are Pitt and the woman whose arm he lopped off a few hours before. They never explain why she didn't die of shock or blood loss. Nope, just plow ahead. She's fine. He fucking sews it up. They're the only people who've been eating everybody throughout the movie, hang around to eat filet, because suddenly all the zombies are gone. So the whole movie is nothing but a bunch of action sequences from 2012 and the day after tomorrow, and they murder it. And then Max Brooks stands by and watches the whole thing. With John Mini, but, you know, hopefully you don't die in the plane crash. You certainly won't get eaten if Max Brooks has anything to do with it. So, you know, go to fucking Germany. See if I care.
You know, Ty, okay, I do remember Lance Mania.
All right.
It took me to listen, you know, but it all came back to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. It jogged my memory, and I got him back now. Yeah, I'm glad he used my farewell message as a review, as a full review for World War Z.
Well, not only a review, but a major spoiler.
Some huge spoilers in it, yeah. But that's okay, that's fair. He's passionate.
A writer needs his stage to, right, to let his opinion out.
He's got a form. Mm-hmm. That was his form.
Yep.
So, yeah, I saw World War Z. And, yeah, I thought it was okay. I thought it was okay to good, somewhere in that range. Obviously, I wish it wasn't called World War Z. I wish it was just called Zombie Attack. Zombie something, whatever. But it kind of killed any hopes for making that actual book into a movie.
I'll admit, I was kind of excited to see it until I started reading the reviews, and then I really lost interest. Like, yeah. I was that guy with this. Normally, it's just like, I'm going to form my own opinion on it.
Yeah.
But this, it really just bummed me out, and I was like, I really don't care.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You can probably live without it, especially since you're not as much of a zombie fan.
And I'd never read the book. And
yeah, you never read the book. You're not as much of a zombie fan, so yeah, you can live without it. At least until it's free on TV or something, or you can illegally download it, possibly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was okay. I also saw, what's that one movie called? The Bling Ring. I saw The Bling Ring.
Haven't heard of it.
You haven't heard of that? Huh. That's, Sofia Coppola directed it. Really? She directed, like, Virgin Suicides and some other stuff.
I'm familiar with Virgin Suicides.
Lost in Translation.
Okay.
Yeah, it's The Bling Ring. It's about, I guess, a few years ago, these kids in L.A. and Hollywood, they're just, like, high school kids, but, of course, they're, like, you know, their parents are all execs and stuff. Well, they were obsessed with just, like, fame and obsessed with, like, Paris Hilton and tabloid shit like that. And so, and they were kind of like bad kids, a group of bad kids going to, like, this alternative school. And so they had, this one girl came up with this idea that, she, you know, they would always see in the tabloids or online, they would see, like, Paris Hilton is in, you know, Brazil, you know, doing whatever. And so she was like, well, why don't we go over to her house? And so they would watch, like, the news and stuff. And whenever they would see, like Paris Hilton or who else? Like, Lindsay Lohan, like, those kind of people. They would find out where they live. And they would just go there and break into the house and steal stuff.
While they're gone, like, at a party or something?
Yeah, while they were gone. And, yeah, at any appearance anywhere. And they would just go in and, like, steal stuff and, like, Paris Hilton didn't even realize it for a while because she has so much shit.
That's pretty brilliant, actually.
Yeah, it is kind of brilliant.
Because it's so known where they are every mm-hmm. second of the day.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
So, yeah, it was pretty good. But obviously, they got busted eventually.
Yeah.
So that's happened a few years ago. But I think it was actually the same production company that made Spring Breakers, which I never, did you see
that? I haven't seen it.
Okay. So it's the director, obviously she's kind of like artsy fartsy, so it wasn't just a straight up like teen, you know, movie or something. It was weird and odd and like obviously had something to say about her obsession with fame and stuff like that. But
I'll have to check that out. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I dug it. I don't know. I think it's one of those movies kind of like Spring Breakers where you either like liked it or you really hated it. You're just like, what the hell was that? What did I just watch?
Right.
So I think people didn't know what they were getting into with Spring Breakers. So, same with this one.
Well, let's see. Before we let Lance off the hook here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought that his original idea for a phone call, he actually sent the blueprint for his original phone call.
Did he really?
And I thought it was pretty hilarious. Basically, it says, my original idea of calling in to give Ty three phrases he'll need in Germany has met me with defeat as I cannot get the German pronunciations right. So let's see, Ty. I'll show you these three phrases. You read the German. See if okay. you can pronounce the German, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
And all then right. from there, we will decipher the English.
Okay. Am I reading the German or the...
See,
both of
see
them?
What you can do with German. You might need this practice.
All right. So I think it's Wie viel ist... This blazen, maybe?
How much is this blowjob?
That's right. Okay. That's going to be useful. Definitely. And how about, Sei wird es nicht tun, sei ist zu dick.
She will not do. She is too fat.
All right.
That's yep. another one. You're going to have to jot that down.
I'm going to have to write these down. And then, Wie lang wird das brennen bestehen?
How long will this burning sensation persist?
Nice.
So those are all very good things to remember.
I'm gonna write those down for sure.
We'll put it in your care package as you go out to
yeah,
little,
really.
A little note. But I thought that was a pretty good idea for the original Lance call.
Yeah, oh, and thanks Lance for putting the fear of dying in a fiery car accident in my brain. I'll be thinking of World War Z at that point.
You gotta love that he goes there immediately. Like, that's always the unspoken thing whenever you're about to go on a plane. It's like,
you're not supposed to say
nobody's
that.
Nobody's gonna say, geez, I hope the plane doesn't crash.
No.
But fucking Lance just comes out and says it.
You bastard. I hope, dude, I've thought about it. I kind of thought about it already. Like, if I was just crashing, hurtling into the ocean below, I'd just be pissed. I don't think I'd be, I'd probably be afraid, but number one, I'd just be really pissed. Like,
I
really,
can see that
after all this.
This is how it ends, man.
Honestly.
It's
yeah.
just so meaningless. Mm-hmm. You're just being on a plane. Like, you're in between two destinations.
It is. Like, all this work, all this stuff I've been doing for a few months, and then it's like, okay, this is how it ends. Almost like I wish I would have known that, or I wouldn't have done all that shit that I had to do. Like, that was a waste.
That's life, dude. That's the meaning life. Of life, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Fucking, if woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. That's what life is.
All it is, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man. So, I mean, those are the calls that we have right now. I know we're still expecting some more, but
nobody
really was able to keep up with our time frame here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're barely able to keep up with it.
Yeah, it's been a hectic like last week or so.
Yeah. But yeah, so. This was put together literally within 3 minutes. You're just like, I'm gonna come over. Let's do
it. Oh, yeah, it was. Like, I didn't think I was gonna be able to make it, and then I was like, dude, I'll just knock it down real quick.
Knock it down.
But yeah, I guess I'll have to. I got my Skype set up. We'll have to swap information.
That sounds good, man. Yeah, anytime, really. You know, I know you got to get settled in and shit, but it'll be fun.
Yeah,
it'll be fun, and
hopefully, I'll let you know what's going on over there, old Europe.
Yeah, I don't even know how. If like, I mean, obviously, you hear radio shows with people all the time on Skype. I mean, there's obviously able to do three-way Skypes, right?
Yeah, I guess that must be a thing, right?
Yeah. If we ever line up, like, you know, whenever we get a really interesting guest lined up or something, if you want to Skype in, that'd be cool too,
man.
Yeah,
I'd be happy to. Yeah, definitely.
Well, let me see. Before we wrap this, I guess we could wrap this baby up.
Yeah.
At least this little portion of it.
There you go.
Let me see.
This journey, he's rummaging. He's rummaging in the old kitchen.
What started it all for us, Ty?
Oh, bringing it way back.
We have to do it, though.
I think we got to do it.
It's a beautiful thing, and I love it when something just comes together.
Yeah, right.
Full circle. So, if there's any diehard listeners that have been listening since the first episode,
since episode one,
which I think it's you and me, I think we're the I think we're the only two listeners that have been doing it. But we each have a pack of True Lemon here.
True Lemon,
and we took a shot of one on the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do it right before this one closes.
Can I go for it?
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Cheers. That's a tangy.
That's lemon. I'm making lemon face.
Yeah, dude. I still pick those up when I go to the gas station.
Do you? Just got to... I always forget about them.
I know one gas station right around here that has them, so I will frequent that gas station.
Yeah.
And they have them for free by the tea, obviously, so you can put it in your tea. But I don't know where the why can't I just go on and grab a handful of them and just fucking buy
might
a soda?
Well. Yeah.
So
there's no rule against it. So there's that, man. I got tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
But that's because of the lemon, the true lemon, really.
Well, and I was just you know, to me, I would just be happy if you any reason why you cried. I was gonna try to make you cry.
That was the whole purpose.
So that's why we did it.
Cool. So. Yeah, and I guess I just wanna say thanks everybody. Loved doing the show. I'll be Skyping in here and there, and this isn't the end of my involvement or anything, but...
The show must go on, Ty.
It must go on, but definitely love you all. Be good to each other, do good things. Keep listening.
There it is, and this is where we're going to enter, like, some sappy music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the song yet.
Yeah, go ahead.
But it's gonna happen, so...
Sure.